Welcome. Today, we're doing a deep dive into one of opera's really passionate, enduring stories, Bizet's Carmen.
Yes, it certainly is.
Our mission really is to unpack a, let's say, a concise but rich summary, guide you through its core narrative, the characters. We're working with a source that paints a pretty clear picture.
Exactly. And this dive, it's a great way to get a handle on a piece that's, well, captivated audiences for ages. We're looking at what happens, sure, but also those powerful themes.
Themes like love, freedom.
Freedom, destiny, yeah. They shape every single turn.
Okay, so let's get into it. Picture this. A sunny town in Spain. It feels like a long, long time ago.
Yeah, very traditional setting. Almost idyllic at first glance.
And into the scene steps Don Jose. He's a soldier, and our source describes him as basically a good guy.
Mm-hmm. Followed all the rules, very disciplined.
His life was, you know, pretty ordered. He knew his place, followed the rules, lived within those societal lines.
But then, bam, Carmen arrives.
Right. His whole world gets shaken up. She comes from the cigar factory.
And the description is just perfect.
Yeah.
Very beautiful and free-spirited. Such a contrast to Jose right from the start.
Absolutely. And what really defines her, the source makes this clear, is that untamed nature. A gypsy who loved to dance and didn't like anyone telling her what to do.
That's it. That fierce independence, especially, you know, for the time. It was radical.
And then the moment that changes everything, she threw a flower at Don Jose.
A simple gesture, but so loaded.
He was surprised and interested. You can just imagine it. It completely throws him off his game.
It really does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just his world. It's like his whole identity is this duty-bound soldier that starts to crumble.
Yeah.
The narrative shows this transformation happening pretty quickly, actually.
Yeah.
Carmen gets into a little trouble.
Right, the fight at the factory?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And Jose is the one supposed to take her to jail.
Booty calls.
But Carmen, she's described as very clever.
Ha, understatement, maybe.
Right. She talks him into letting her go, and that's the first big crack, isn't it? His first real act of disobeying orders.
Mm. And this is where it gets, well, really fascinating and kind of dangerous for him. Because of Carmen, he doesn't just bend the rules.
No, he shatters them.
He started to disobey them and even left the army. Think about that.
It's huge. His whole life completely flipped.
His one desire becomes to be with Carmen all the time. He literally throws everything away, career, reputation.
His future, really. All for her.
Which, you know, puts Carmen's nature into even sharper focus.
Mm-hmm. The summary nails it. Carmen was like a butterfly. She loved to be free and wasn't sure she could love just one person forever.
That image, the butterfly, it says it all. Her core is freedom, absolute freedom.
Which clashes so dramatically with Jose's love, which becomes more and more possessive, desperate almost.
Yeah, exactly. They have completely different ideas about what love even means, and that's the tragic core right there.
Definitely. And then just to stir the pot even more.
Escamillo arrives.
The bullfighter. Very famous and handsome, as the source says. You almost hear the Toreador song just thinking about him.
Right. That swagger, the public adoration. He represents something completely different from Jose.
He's seen as brave, and everyone cheered for him. He's got that societal approval that Jose has now lost.
And crucially, Carmen became interested in him.
Which, of course, just pours fuel on the fire of Don Jose's jealousy. It's inevitable at this point.
Yeah, the source paints his reaction as just heartbreaking. Very sad and jealous because Carmen didn't love him the way he loved her anymore.
You feel his world just collapsing. He gave up everything for this love, and now it's slipping away. He's adrift.
Utterly desperate.
And this builds to that final, devastating climax. The source calls it the most important and sad scene.
Happening right outside the bullfighting arena. That public setting again, but for something so intensely private and awful.
Carmen's there. She's waiting for Escamillo, who is about to have a big fight. The air is thick with anticipation, you know, for the bullfight.
And Don Jose finds her there. He comes to talk to Carmen one last time.
Begging, pleading with her to come back to him, trying to rewind time somehow.
Trying to reclaim what he sacrificed. But she can't give him that.
No, she's completely resolute. The summary emphasizes she's strong and says she doesn't love him anymore and wants to be free.
She stands by her core self, that need for freedom, right to the very end, even facing his agony. Reminds you of her habanera, you know? Love is a wild bird.
Untamable. Exactly. She won't compromise on who she is.
And in that moment, seeing his pleas fail, his world completely gone, Don Jose. Well, the source says gets very upset, and in a moment of sadness and anger, he does something very bad to Carmen.
He kills her. It's brutal, a tragic end fueled by that possessive love.
So, stepping back from the just the raw drama of it, what does it all mean? The summary tells us this is a story about love, freedom, and making choices.
Yes, but it's how Carmen explores them that's so powerful, I think. It's not just, oh, love isn't always returned.
No, it's much more complex.
It's that violent collision, his desperate need to possess versus her absolute insistence on freedom. You have to remember, for her time, Carmen was incredibly radical.
A woman demanding that level of autonomy.
Exactly. It challenged everything. Audiences back then were, frankly, shocked. And it forces us, even now, to confront that painful idea. Love, however deep, isn't always reciprocated the way we want, and the sadness that follows. It's profound.
So we've traced these powerful currents, love, freedom, and Carmen, seen how one encounter, that flower, can just unravel a life, leads to this tragic end. It's all there in the source material. It's more than just a romance, isn't it?
Oh, much more. It delves into human nature's darker sides, the destructive potential when love becomes ownership, and the pursuit of freedom clashes with another's desires.
This deep dive really highlights how maybe destiny isn't always some, I don't know, external thing pulling strings.
Right. Maybe it's the outcome of our own choices, our own desires, our personalities just fundamentally crashing against each other. It's timeless because it keeps making us ask those questions. How much control do we really have?
So here's something for you, our listener, to maybe think about. Given Carmen's non-negotiable freedom and Don Jose's all-consuming love, was this tragedy baked in from the start? Was it inevitable?
Or could just one different choice somewhere along the line have changed their fates entirely?
Something to mull over. A powerful story that leaves you thinking long after the curtain falls.